Blog Talk Radio.
To the show and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in on a cell phone or landline, listen to the show live, and you can also be a part of the show by pressing the number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the air if you want to. If you want to be on the air, just press the number one on the keypad, and I will recognize you, and you can come on the show and give your comments or opinions about today's episode. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA Owns duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. Now, before we get into the show, today's weather, right now we're looking at 78 degrees and cloudy here in the ATL. Looking at a high today of 84, low tonight 72, high tomorrow 85 degrees, low 72, high on Friday 87, low 71. Now, tomorrow also we're looking at a chance of scattered thunderstorms on Thursday. Friday just cloudy, Saturday cloudy. Okay? So do what you want with that, but that's where it is. Now, today's word of the day is resilience. R-E-S-I-L-I-E-N-C-E is resilience. Resilience is a noun, and the first meaning is the capability of a strained body to recover its size and shape after deformation caused especially by compressive stress. Okay, number two is an ability to recover from or adjust easily to misfortune or change. That is resilience. Okay? That's a great word to put in your vocabulary. Grab it. Do whatever you want with it. But that's our word of the day. Resilience. All right? Before I get into the show, this is the show topic. I wanted to say something. There's a show on TNT called Animal Kingdom. And I don't know if you guys have been watching this Animal Kingdom, but it is a great show. I mean, if you like, you know, drama, action, there's a lot of stuff mixed into it. That's why I think it's such a great show. These cats, they are a family, and the mom, you know, has raised them up to be rob, shoot, and kill, okay? And that's what they do. And the last episode was last night. It came on every Tuesday night, but the last show was last night. I was just watching it. I was, you know, breaking my neck to get up on the show, but, you know, I'm going to finish watching it after the show, but it is a great show. You guys should, if you have on demand, go back and start. You can start from the beginning if you want, and it's 10 episodes. You can start from the beginning if you want. And come all the way through, and you'll understand exactly what's going on, okay? So try that, see what happens, and go from there. Anyway, today's show is entitled, Should a Woman Go Back to Her Maiden Name Once She's Divorced from Her Husband? And so we want to discuss if women, actually, I think women should be forced to go back to their maiden names after they're legally divorced. And, I don't see why, you know, why you want to hold on to that name, especially especially if it's a bad divorce. Okay? And what I mean is, you know, if you know, you had a bad, you know, he was physically abusive, verbally abusive, or you were, or the woman was physically abusive or verbally abusive or whatever, and you had a bad divorce. Okay, why would you want to keep that name? Why would you want to keep that name? I think that they should be forced to go back to their maiden names. And then what happens when a when the man goes in and remarry, okay, and give his new woman his name, you know, then what happens, right? Then what happens? And, you know, I don't know exactly what happens, but all I can say is you know, I think that's the right thing to do. Okay? I think that's the right thing to do. I think you should, you know, cut all ties with him or, you know, or her or whatever. Because, you know, when you think about it, it's like if a, say, a celebrity like an Oprah Winfrey would get married, would she, and we don't know this unless we ask her, but would she say her name now is Oprah Winfrey Williams, Oprah Winfrey Smith? You know, what? How would she do her name, or would she even take on his last name? Some celebrities don't even take on their husband's last name. Okay, some of them don't even take on the last name. So, and because they want to keep their name, they want to be known as who they are. Okay, and but to me, and even like a guy, I don't think a man, you know, should have to give up his name, so to speak. I think he should be, if we're going to get married, you're going to take on my last name. You're not going to be known as Oprah Winfrey anymore. You're going to be known as Oprah Williams, Oprah Smith. I mean, you can keep your middle name, Oprah Winfrey Williams, Oprah Winfrey Smith, whatever. But you're going to take on my last name. I'm your husband. Okay? And if we get divorced, then you should drop my last name. Go back to your maiden name. That's what you want to be known as. Do that. But I guess, you know, I guess it's something that's, you know, done by different women, of course. But I think that, you know, some women don't want to keep that last name. And they'll get rid of it. But some want to keep the last name, and they'll keep it. So I guess it's a woman thing if she wants to. And there it is. But I don't know how all that works. Okay? I don't know how all that works, and you know, or if it does work. But if a woman wants to to get rid of the name, if a woman wants to keep the name, I don't know if we should, you know, freak out about it. Again, I think that she should drop the name. Okay? I think that she should drop the name and go back to her her maiden name. And, you know, take it back. Go back to your maiden name. I don't think you should be known for years and years as, you know, her, as his ex-wife, as Mrs. So-and-so. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think that's, you know, good. It may be, I think it is. Okay? I don't think it is. Anyhow, I guess I'm just anxious to get back to the show Animal Kingdom. No one seems to want to talk on the show, and that's really all I have to say about that. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and close out the show now. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. I'll be back tomorrow right here, same place, same time, on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great day.
Hello, this is Angela. I'm sorry I'm unable to answer this call right now. So please, at the sound of the beep, leave your name and number, and I will contact you as soon as possible.
I love you, dear baby. It just ain't right the way you treat me. I just wish that this is open up.
Baby. don't give a damn if your friends is listening. So why don't you
pick up the